Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
We usually do a weekend review, but my weekend was like hardly anything. I saw you on Saturday.
Yes.
Blaze Alexander Ford. It was nice.
It was very, very nice. Everyone was a good mood there. Mm-hmm. We had some fried chicken and mac and cheese for lunch.
There you go.
It was nice.
I got to look at my first Mustang Mach-E, which was very interesting.
It was plugged in. How fascinating.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, it was like sci-fi to me. I was like, not sure if I like it. It's cool looking. Not sure. I don't know. I'm still on the fence. Other than that, I just sat around all weekend and I played nurse to my partner.
I know.
Who was getting off shoulder surgery.
Yeah.
Which was much more difficult than it was supposed to be. What are we saying? 7 holes instead of 4.
Oof.
Arthroscopic.
Oof.
And so a partner, a roommate who's very much like me, doesn't like painkillers, doesn't like any of that, even though she was given the tiny little baby oxys.
I mean, maybe then should have taken a few because shoulder surgery can be very painful.
She did, but now she doesn't want them. And I can understand that. I had the bigger oxys for my surgeries, and I didn't like taking them because they made me funky and weird. And
what was
I'm
the
weird
happy,
enough.
What was the happy pill, though, that you were like, I will take one of these before every surgery? Because you just went into, Tommy Tom. What was the name of that med?
What is that?
You took a single pill.
And they would prescribe a single pill just to get my arse in the hospital.
For your anxiety.
Oh, yes.
Was it Ativan?
Yeah, yeah.
Ativan.
I think that was it, yeah. Give me one Ativan.
Oh, listen to me like I'm some kind of pharmacist.
Yeah. I work for a pharmaceutical company. I can't even remember the numbers. Yeah, one Ativan would get me in, but once I had the surgery, I'd be like, I'm okay now. No, you're going to need these painkillers.
Exactly.
No, don't even fill them. No, fill them.
Yeah.
And so that's where we're at. And I don't know. She's walking, talking, but she gets a little stubborn. And I'm okay with that because I'm stubborn.
Yeah.
So I don't, and it must be tough to have one arm, you know, that.
Well, you don't realize how much your shoulder sort of is connected to everything that you do. It's weird. So then you kind of like a twinge or a tweak, like even if you're trying to move your fingers, like it goes all the way up your arm. So shoulder surgery is a thing. Like I think I said this to you earlier, my dad, the PT, he said coming off of a knee, a hip, anything else, the shoulder sometimes is the toughest.
Yeah, she's a tough girl, and she got beat up a little bit with this one, but she'll be okay. It makes me not want shoulder surgery, but it also made me realize my shoulders are probably the only thing on my body that isn't broken. So I have
I
have a good strong back. You know how people at my age, my back's going. My back doesn't hurt.
Great.
My shoulders don't hurt.
Great.
Everything else does. So I'll continue to play nurse. We posted a video because our very own Mertzi made me some kind of chicken soup I've never had in my life, but it was very good. Mm-hmm. And people have stepped forward saying, hey, Tom, you need some? Which makes me feel, now you got to help me out with this. Does that mean like people think I'm hopeless if I don't have somebody to live with who does everything? Because that's not really how it works.
Actually, you're very capable. No, I think that just is, it's an indication that when someone has a shoulder surgery, maybe is a scary medical diagnosis, a death in the family, house fire. I love that Central PA steps
make
up.
Food.
That's what you do. You step up and you make a casserole or a soup.
Yeah, and that's what happens. So that took one meal off the agenda for me.
But you're good at cooking.
I've
had your Stromboli. What else? I've had burger. Your burgers.
Cook.
I've had your Stromboli. Yeah, you're a great cook.
I'm one of them one skillet guys, too. It's like, what is this? I don't know.
But I put it together and it tastes good.
I put some
cheese on top. It's good.
There you go. So that kind of weekend where Monday becomes like, oh, it's Monday already.
I know.
I've been too busy.
Yeah, that's kind of how my weekend yesterday, it was beautiful in the morning.
Yeah, what happened?
And then in the afternoon, it was not.
Took
the pups for a walk. Our little foster doggie is doing great. Billy.
You still got Billy?
We still have Billy. We'll have him for the week.
Okay.
We'll have him
at
for
least
this
a
whole
week. Or this week?
This week, I think.
And you think Billy's going home?
I hope.
I hope too.
But he's not a problem. I would keep Billy. Like, he's a good boy.
Mm-hmm.
The kitty cats don't, not so much.
They don't like Billy?
Nope. And I don't think Billy likes kitty cats, but that's fine. did some yard work.
I've seen the videos.
So cute.
The dogs seem to get along, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dogs. Oh, my gosh. They get along.
They like Billy.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to miss Billy.
I think they are. He's super cute, though. He likes to burrow. So, like, we watched a movie last night, the husband and I, and I had a blanket, and the dog came up, and he was sniffing around. And then I was like, what do you want? So I lifted up the blanket. He wanted under the blanket.
Yeah, he wanted to hang out.
And so he hung out. Like, I'm talking for 3 hours. Like, we're watching this movie. He hung out next to me under the blanket. And then at nighttime, he hops right up on the bed and burrows under. He, like, wants to go under the covers.
I think that's what Billy does with William, his owner.
And I know.
Our best William. We hope he gets better.
I know.
And Billy will go home.
Yes. Let us hope. William is out of the woods, so to speak. Our 80-something-year-old friend, but he might have to make a transition through a nursing facility to get him back on his feet. But don't worry. Billy's doing great. He's living his best farm dog life, too, man. Oh, my goodness. Funny.
Good luck. Good luck to William, and Billy will be home soon. Not so good for Subway. They seem to be in a little bit of money trouble. Jimmy Fallon talks about it coming up on a late-night soundbite. And today is hangout day. We heard that from Mark Lawrence, but it's not what you think. You and I aren't going to hang out. You're supposed to hang out your laundry, which is kind of a funny national hangout day.
It might be a little chilly for that. It was in the 30s.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't need to have a frozen t-shirt.
Speaking of that, it's bicycle day, too, so it might be a little bit too chilly for that.
A bundle.
We'll talk about that more coming up.
With Tom and Laura in the morning on 94K.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Some business news. I read that Subway has been struggling and could be up for sale. Yeah. For some reason, peeling off sweaty cold cuts like they're Post-it notes and slapping them on sugar bread isn't resonating with customers anymore.
Tom and Laura in the morning. You know what I realized? I didn't watch any TV late night. No SNL. No, I didn't watch any TV this weekend except baseball.
I just watched that movie. It was so stupid, the movie I watched.
Okay.
The Johnny Depp remake of Dark Shadows.
Oh, boy, that was. Where's Movie Mike?
You know.
He'll be in later.
It's so campy and fun. I don't know why. It's not good, but it's not bad. I love Dark Shadows. I can't help it.
Okay.
Like, yeah. I love the TV series, the one in the 70s and the one in the 80s.
So that's why you find yourself watching it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So on a Sunday night, with all these licensing agreements that channels have with each other, and we, the viewers, have no idea what the hell's going on, there's no baseball on the MLB channel on Sunday night because ESPN owns the rights to Sunday night baseball.
What?
So nobody,
really?
Nobody else could show baseball on a Sunday night because ESPN had it on. So what they do is they put sports movies on.
Oh, that's fun.
Right? But they're the same ones. I mean, how many times could you watch them? And that's where I got sucked in last night. Field of Dreams was on. And
great movie.
And I'm like, okay, time to shut off the TV.
If you build it, they will come.
Well, look at him. He's looking around at the corn.
If you build it.
Who is that?
They will come.
Who is that? Who's saying what? And I'm like, oh, this is the beginning of something great.
That's one of those movies, though, that if it's on TV and you happen to click on it and it's there, you're obligated to sit and watch it. Even though you've seen it, even though there's 1,001 commercials and it makes a 2-hour movie into 6, it doesn't matter. You have to watch it. Overboard is one of those movies for me.
I think that's what MLB does. They don't put as many commercials in it, so they get
that's nice.
There's only like an MLB promo for tomorrow's game or whatever, and then so you get, oh, now I gotta sit here until Shoeless Joe Jackson comes
obviously
out, and then, oh, I'm gonna wait until the rest of the guys come out, and then pretty soon you're like watching the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened to me.
That movie, Field of Dreams, Shawshank Redemption, Overboard. Yep.
What do they have in common? Laura likes them all.
I do.
News is next. Stay with us.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
6:47, it's Monday, it's hangout day. Laura and I just decided to hang out all day long. But the idea is hang out your laundry day. But everybody's going to say, hey, it's National Hangout Day, so what do you want to do for lunch? You want to hang out?
I would like to.
Yeah, so maybe we can. But anyway, we have a piece of viral comedy. This is so odd. I had to listen to it twice.
Okay.
But a woman went to a tractor supply store. We have them locally.
We do.
She went there just to buy a rubber chicken. I didn't even know they sold rubber chickens.
At Tractor Supply?
You know those really funny scalded looking rubber chickens?
I do.
I mean, they're a great... I thought that was something you only bought at Spencer's in the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Anyway, the woman buys the rubber chicken for Nelson.
Oh, who's Nelson? Is that her donkey?
Nelson is her donkey.
I'm here at my local Tractor Supply because someone suggests I buy Nelson a rubber chicken. So here we go.
I'm thinking he likes it.
Oh my God, he loves it.
Now, who was that friend, probably somebody like Laura, who said, oh, it's a known fact that donkeys like rubber chickens?
He's so excited about it. I love him. Is there a video that goes along with this?
There's got to be.
Nelson and his rubber chicken. So,
she squeezes the rubber chicken. And Nelson just loves it. First of all, it must be something to have a pet donkey named Nelson. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he goes crazy rubber chicken, you're watching the video.
Oh, he loves it.
This is going to make Laura want a donkey. Keith,
I've wanted one for a while.
I'm sorry, Keith.
He's so happy.
Boo Chef, you're listening. I'm sorry. I knew if I played the donkey, she would go over the top.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
So, Nelson, congratulations, buddy. You got your rubber chicken. And let's all of us just be happy like Nelson today, okay?
I think that's a wonderful plan.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX. I want
to ride my bicycle day.
It's not what you think.
What?
April 19th, 1943. Swiss chemist Albert Hoffman dropped acid. It was the very first batch of LSD. He realized the trip was going to be intense, so he asked his assistant to help get him home. Cars were prohibited during the war, so they had to bike, which is why April 19th is known around the world as Bicycle Day.
I was trying to give the kids a history lesson here, and it went bad. So the Swiss chemist invents a drug that shaped the 60s, but it was in the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't drive home once he administered the drug to himself.
Oh, boy.
A hallucinogen called LSD.
Oh, boy. He went on that kind of journey, huh?
Cars were prohibited anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So he took a bicycle ride home. And that's why today is International Bicycle Day?
That's funny.
It's weird.
It's very, very weird. Interestingly enough,
wow.
Bicycles have been tough to come by. Have you noticed in stores?
During the pandemic, yes.
Even now, mm-hmm. It is a thing. You really cannot just go out and buy a bike at Walmart if you want to anymore. They don't have them.
Billy wants a bicycle for his birthday. It might not happen.
I know.
Hard to believe. So, yeah. Maybe it's time to take that old dusty bicycle out of your garage,
mm-hmm.
clean it up, put it on the front lawn or on Facebook Marketplace, and you can get some pretty good bucks for your bicycle.
There you go.
There it is. Hey, news is coming up next. Mark has got that for us. He's a busy guy today. Rob, the Sports Center, happy about the Phillies' complete game yesterday. Wow. And who's that guy with the AccuWeather?
That would be Steve.
Steve. It's all coming up next.
With Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
You heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
All right. Bright and early on this Monday morning, Thomas.
Yes.
Today's good news is all about people saving one another.
Well, we all need saved, don't we?
We do. But in this case, this is the event of an emergency. So first out of the gate, a dog saved another dog.
Wait.
It's unbelievable. In South Africa, from their Ring camera, a couple saw their little dog fall into the pool and their big dog saved it. Isn't that unbelievable?
You know, Murphy the Morning Show dog would do that for MacGyver and vice versa.
Absolutely would. MacGyver is not a good swimmer.
We just don't think of it, but it happens.
It did happen.
That's
and
good
then,
news.
Heading down to Florida,
uh-huh.
over 20 people held hands and formed a human chain to rescue a swimmer at the beach.
I've never felt the ocean pull as hard as it did today. Once, you know, my husband got out there and I saw they were struggling, you know, I kind of panicked. But the strangers held my daughter and watched my son while I could help, and everyone got back in safe.
But the current kept pulling us out, and
every time we take one step forward, it would take us back three steps. I've never experienced anything like that. It's real. Mother Nature is no joke.
20 people in a chain to
right?
pull one person out.
Unbelievable. Wow. Riptides can be no joke. Mm-hmm. When in doubt, float it out or swim parallel to the beach. That's lifeguard Laura.
That's good news. That's good advice. Right, and that's good
there
news.
It is. Up next, a rabid bobcat.
What?
Attacked a woman. And again, this Ring camera footage is crazy. A rabid bobcat attacked a woman in her driveway in North Carolina. Fortunately for her, her husband was there to rescue her. Listen to this.
Good morning. Just need to wash my car.
Get the heck out! This ends up to be good news, but it's scary audio.
It is. It's very scary audio. Here's what ended up happening. He did not end up shooting the bobcat. Mm-hmm. He did not have access to a firearm at that moment. What he did, he picked it up and held it underneath his arms and actually threw it and chased it away.
Wow.
Both of them actually were bitten. However, they got their rabies shots. Everybody is A-OK. No stitches or anything, but how scary.
Very scary.
Last but not least, we're going to go locally.
Okay.
To some great news. Over 100 volunteers participated this past weekend in the Susquehanna River cleanup on Sunday. The group helped pull tons of trash, tires, many other items from along the riverbanks and nearby islands. You know what? It was amazing to see the pictures on social media. Look it up, friends, the Susquehanna River Cleanup Project, because they got over 3,000 pounds of trash.
Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Welcome to the show. Are you ready for a ride?
It's the Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. It's time to qualify for a trip for four to Disney World with the 94KX Quest for the Castle. Call 1-800-326-94KX right now. And if you're the correct caller for the day, automatically qualify with 94KX.
What call are we taking?
We're going to take caller number four right Ooh. Now on the Ford Fun Line. Be quick. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
Hello?
Hello?
What, you fall asleep on me?
I'm just shocked.
Oh, you're in shock.
Oh.
Medic! Get a medic! Get a medic! Who's this?
Juanita Underhustler.
Okay, and where are you calling from?
Feelings Grove.
All right. You're probably like a first-time qualifier in anything, right?
I've been qualified for other things.
Oh, have you? Okay. Well, I'm sorry we put you in a state of shock. But you are qualified for the Quest for the Castle, a family four vacation to Disney from Zimmerman, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram.
Yeah.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
And boy, do I have an entertainment report for you guys today. Starting off with a rather unusual celebrity feud. You'd think that a frozen yogurt place would be thrilled if you took a break from your diet. But Demi Lovato is upset at a shop in L.A. called The Big Chill for being too diet-friendly. Demi went into the shop this weekend and saw that they were featuring a lot of healthier options. She said that triggered her, apparently because it made her feel guilty about wanting something more indulgent. She then called them out on Instagram saying, quote, "I'm finding it extremely hard to order when you have to walk past tons of sugar-free cookies and other diet foods before you get to the counter. This not only enables but praises disordered eating." It's a little confusing, but basically she's saying that by shoving healthy options in front of people's faces, you're making them feel bad for wanting a treat, and that people with eating disorders can be extra sensitive to that. The shop says they're just trying to cater to everyone, people who want to indulge and people who are cutting back. But Demi isn't satisfied. She said they're not wrong for catering to different needs, but she stands by her criticism.
Look out, McDonald's. They don't just sell salad. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Do they have salad at McDonald's?
Demi.
I understand it. She's struggled with eating disorders, but you go into a yogurt place and, you know, it's...
You're going to see some M&Ms. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. A strange one. But speaking of strange, we like it when a celebrity just goes completely haywire. Well, actor Jim Caviezel, famous for starring in the movie The Passion of the Christ and the TV show Person of Interest, joined an all-star lineup of far-right conspiracy theorists at a COVID-19 conspiracy health and freedom conference in Oklahoma on Friday night. And Caviezel spent at least part of his segment endorsing the false QAnon conspiracy theory regarding the adrenochroming of children. Now, this made-up theory states that rich people torture children so they can harvest their adrenaline, which the theory says has some unspecified rejuvenation properties.
Oh.
If that sounds oddly familiar to you, it's because it's literally the plot of Pixar's Monsters, Inc. Remember the monsters scare the children?
You're right.
For that their energy? Is.
Yeah. So yeah. Some people believe that this is true, and it's been at the bedrock of the QAnon Save the Children movement, which is more concerned with fake stories like this than with actually saving human children who are the victims of human trafficking. So we could add Jim Caviezel to the list of people who are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Well, I mean, that's just crazy.
That's bad.
I'm glad he didn't see Inside Out. Who knows what message he might have gleaned from that
one. From that movie, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And looking at the box office, Godzilla vs. Kong held on to the top spot again with another $7.7 million. Nobody was second with $2.5 million. The Unholy continues to have good word of mouth. It came in third with $2 million. Raya and the Last Dragon is fourth with $1.1 million.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
Okay, Laura, I won't trick you into guess where this happened because it actually didn't happen in Florida.
Oh, okay.
Where all the weird things happen. This happened in Arizona.
Still in the South. Okay, cool. That was judgmental. I apologize.
Sometime Thursday night, a couple had their tires slashed on their car. When they got up the next morning, two flat tires and a finger laying in the driveway.
My husband says there is a finger in the driveway. Oh, by the way, you have two flat tires. Literally been laughing all day because if I don't, I think I might cry. If you're going to go to the hospital, especially if you just sever your finger off, you would take said finger with you. We assume it happened around 10:30 last night because we had our neighbor across the street that lives next door to him heard a yell and some crying around 10:30, and then he sped off shortly after. I don't find joy in anybody hurting themselves. However, karma has a good way of working itself out.
Crime doesn't
pay!
For
every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
On 94KX.
Yeah, and you might want to cancel your piano lessons.
Yeah.
And
There it is.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
What are you doing?
I'm looking at pictures on National Geographic Instagram.
You're not going down that rabbit hole, are you?
I did indeed. It's really cool, actually.
I know, but you can't do that.
No, I can't.
Because that's what happens. You just start, all of a sudden, everything... Look, you're looking at polar bears. What?
They're super sick. Look at these. Look at this.
I know. Polar bears
are
gorgeous.
Look at the narwhals.
What is a narwhal? What is that thing?
It's an ocean-faring mammal that has a gigantic horn on its nose that makes me think that unicorns might be real.
Okay.
But these are the seafaring kind.
I've never even seen one. What's it?
So this is really cool, actually. Did you know that over the weekend it was World Narwhal Day?
No, I did not. Is that what got you going down that National Geographic trail?
There's also this photographer named Paul Nicklin, whom I follow, and he is one of the contributors to National Geographic on both Twitter and Instagram.
Okay.
And his content is simply beautiful, but he did this really interesting series of photographs called Polar Highways. And that's where he got the narwhals and the polar bears.
You do realize that you may be the only person going down this
road
right now.
Antarctic fur seal. Look at him.
Oh, that's a good looking animal.
Did you even know that existed?
I didn't even know seals had fur.
Fur seal.
Well, a fur seal. Okay. I'm over here looking at the fact that there could be a pork shortage because of COVID. I don't understand that. And now there's a bubble tea shortage.
Look,
you won't be able to buy your bubble tea. And you're over there looking at, oh, now that's a good looking polar bear.
Look at that polar bear. She's fishing for seals. She's beautiful through a crack in the ice. Anyway, the reason why I went down this particular rabbit hole, if you will, or narwhal blowhole, is...
I didn't even know narwhals had blowholes.
Because on Netflix, there's a new documentary, but it'll depress the you-know-what out of you.
Oh?
It's called Seaspiracy.
Don't tell me
Do you remember when the Netflix one, and it was like Blackfish, and it was about the tuna industry, and it came out about a decade ago?
Yeah.
Well, Netflix is back with
another one.
Yep. So called Seaspiracy. I wish Movie Mike was still here. And it makes passing references to Oceana and a brief excerpt from Oceana's key leaders in winning policy victories against illegal fishing. And it's all about
all
the conspiracy of
dying.
The fishing industry. Yes.
Aww.
Yes. But I will tell you, if recycling will save the narwhals, sign me up. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I know you'll sign up.
I actually do recycle already.
Because you do think that unicorns are real.
I do. Well, look at these narwhals, aren't they?
They kind of look like unicorns, but like in a fishy kind of way.
I know.
News is coming up next. Mark has that. Rob the Sports Center and Steve with the weather. And are you going to be okay?
Yes, I will. But okay. If you're interested, it is a very powerful documentary. But okay. It will depress you, I warn you. Seaspiracy. So if you want some happiness, go look up Paul Nicklin and polar bears and narwhals on Instagram.
They look like those Coca-Cola polar bears.
Super cute, but they'll rip your face off.
Yes, they will. News is next.
Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning.
Tom and Laura,
94KX.
You know what, Laura, we have a pretty good job when we could give out $1,000 every Friday.
We really do, and it's for a wonderful cause and with a wonderful partner, Service First Federal Credit Union. Outstanding teacher this entire month of April.
Now, do you think that's why Colleen is always in a good mood from Service First?
I think so.
Because, I mean, that's a pretty good job, giving out $1,000.
You get to do good in the community and also say thank you to teachers who have had one roller coaster ride of a year. Any teacher, K through 12, God bless you. Mm-hmm. Because it literally has been a thing to teach during the pandemic.
And Mr. Latshaw from Bloomsburg High School, running all those departments, including theater. He was our winner on Friday, called us right away. He's putting $1,000 back into the drama department.
There is still time to sign up and register your favorite teacher. So if you would like to nominate someone, please head to WQKX.com and tell us why. Maybe it's your kiddo's teacher. Maybe you're a teacher yourself and you want to nominate a coworker, or you're a student listening and you want to nominate your favorite teacher. Go ahead and do that at WQKX.com.
Tom and Laura in the Morning wrapping up. Chad Evans on the way next. I haven't seen him. He's not still fishing.
No. Oh, he's back.
He is back. Okay.
He is.
All right. We got to ask him if he's got any big fish stories, as they always say. You should see the one that got away. Mark Stevens didn't go anywhere. He didn't get away. He's coming up this afternoon. And our girl, Sam Tyler, tonight. We'd like to wrap up with a thought for the day.
Well, today's National Hangout Day.
Right, and it's not what you think, right?
No, it's not. It's all about hanging out your laundry, which as the weather gets nicer. Now, today night might not be the day to hang out your laundry, but I looked up this movement, and it's so interesting.
Okay.
So my thought for the day is to consider hanging your laundry as we move into spring and summer. An astonishing 6 to 10% of residential energy consumption comes from our washing and drying machines.
Up to 10% of our energy consumption?
Yeah. So wow. by hanging out your clothes or even just a load, so say your towels, your sheets, you'll reduce your carbon footprint, save money. The fresh air and sunshine can recharge our bodies in therapeutic ways. Clothes dried on a clothesline have a natural freshness, and it takes a chore and turns it into a nice task.
Yeah, I know the sheets feel like extra crisp.
They do. They feel different. So I encourage everybody, it's National Hangout Day. Maybe don't do it today, but if you're doing laundry this coming weekend and sun is out, toss those sheets on the line.
Maybe later today, Laura. Sunshine and clouds, 67 as a high.
There you
go. Those sheets would look good out there.
They really
would. Well, that's like more than a thought for the day. That's advice. No, that's good. That's good, though.
I got to thinking about it, and I was like, wow, celebrate the day. And laundry is my least favorite thing, so maybe you'll take the chore and turn it into a nice task.
Very nice. Hanging out, guys, and have a good day.
Bye, guys.